Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Did he get his quote yet? Or did he get? Okay, good.
So how do you answer folks like that who share that gentleman's sentiments that they don't think a total overhaul of the healthcare system is necessary, just those people who don't have insurance and leave everybody else alone?
Well, he's a fellow citizen, a fellow Hoosier, a fellow American. He has the right to show dissent. He has the right to disagree. But I think that he, like so many, come to these kinds of forums, and instead of raising critical questions that raise honest critique about the debate, they want to take the media attention and focus it on themselves. My wife's a teacher. I liken this, Abdul and friends, to being in a classroom. You have students in the classroom. I'm certainly not an educator, but you have students in the classroom who want to engage in the debate, talk about the text, talk about the topic, but you have a couple of disruptive students whose only motivation is to disrupt the class, disrupt the learning process, and they really take away from the educational environment and experience from the rest of the students. It's unfortunate, it's self-motivated, it's needy, and in fact, we're finding out that the insurance lobby from K Street backing these protesters, which is unfortunate from this great dialogue.
But his passion, that's something that you felt. You felt it on both sides of this argument. Obviously,
absolutely. We love passion. We want to tap into that passion and make sure this proposal addresses the Americans who have serious concerns. I hear from people all over this state and this community. They say, we need to reform this system. We want to do it now. We don't need stage protests. We want to hear from people who have serious and honest critiques about this proposal. No piece of legislation is perfect. We want to hear honest critiques. But what we don't want is to have plants in the audience backed by the insurance lobby.
Congressman, we just came from talking to Congressman Booyer.
Absolutely.
And Congressman Burton,
yes.
And Congressman Booyer in particular said that he thinks that the question for Speaker Pelosi now is whether or not she wants to do this with a one-party vote. Do you see this as being a partisan issue?
Well, unfortunately, it's every day it's becoming a partisan issue. In fact, our Senator Schumer said that he's willing to do an all-Democratic bill. I think this bill has been so contentious. We really need to get back to the grassroots, talk to the constituents, talk to the American people, give some points about why this thing is effective, and eliminate the myths that are out there about death panels and everything else. This is an attempt backed by the powerful and wealthy insurance lobby to divert the conversation. It's unfortunate, and we will fight against it.
You talked about in your speech that Paul, strong public options was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Hoyer, number two guy.
Yes.
A number of folks on the Senate side.
Sure.
The public option is just not workable.
Sure.
Right now.
Sure.
How do you reconcile what you want with what some of your leadership is saying?
Well, Leader Hoyer is certainly a mentor of mine. I think he's counting the votes right now. I think he wants to get some kind of reform through, so he's counting the votes. That's his job. His job and the whip's job is to count the votes and get some kind of reform proposal through. That's all he's doing.
So public option not on the table?
We need a strong public option to keep this on the table, to keep our insurance companies honest about this healthcare debate. We have exploding premiums. People can't afford to get insurance. We have to cover those 46 Americans who are 46 million Americans who are uninsured.
Sorry. All right, so are you with the hardliners then that say no public option, no bill?
I am strongly for a public option. I think that something needs to be done. That's why we're out in the community listening to the debate, listening from Hoosiers across the aisle who are for this proposal, who are against the proposal, who have honest critiques. What we don't want to do is let this conversation be railroaded or diverted by these staged protesters or these people who pop up with the only intention of disrupting the classroom and taking away from the learning experience from the rest of the students.
You made the decision not to have a formal town hall meeting. You're still going to meet with your constituents on all this?
You know, Abdul, we are overwhelmed. We're meeting with constituents, physicians. We met with protesters. We had like three, four, five groups of protesters we met with. We're meeting with everybody directly. We don't want to do a forum where no one can be answered. We're saying if you want to talk about health care, you come to our office and we'll meet with you directly.
Plus, we are going to be on Amos as a town hall radio forum.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you got a favorite of the race for mayor yet?
Not stay tuned.
Okay. Well, that would be the incumbent for right now then.
Stay tuned.
Since you're the guy who stepped out last year.
That's right. Exactly. Stay tuned.